I'm Kelly Wilkinson with a look at an unsung aspect of the landmark healthcare reform law, a shift in emphasis that health advocates say could be a game changer in our healthcare system. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. The new healthcare law and the controversy surrounding it dominated headlines for weeks. Now that the dust is settling, healthcare advocates say some of the aspects that we heard the least about could have the most significant ripple effects.
I really do think that the prevention and wellness components of healthcare reform may be the most revolutionary part of this healthcare reform bill in the end.
Daniel Zingali is vice president of Healthy California at the California Endowment. He says the U.S. has always emphasized care and treatment at the wrong end of the healthcare continuum.
After people develop conditions and illnesses that could have been avoided in the first place, that's a big part of the reason why the system is crumbling under its own weight. I think people, not just experts in healthcare, but everyone with common sense, have come to realize that the real answer to our health crisis as a nation is to pay more attention to staying well, to surrounding people with the kinds of things we need to engage in more responsible behavior.
Estimates show that roughly half of the conditions we treat in our healthcare system are avoidable. Several prevention initiatives in the new healthcare law seek to change that. The law considerably expands preventative screenings for Medicare beneficiaries. It also increases the reimbursement rate for doctors who offer preventative services to their patients. And healthcare companies will have to fully cover all recommended screenings, preventative care, and vaccines. John Seffrin is CEO of the American Cancer Society.
The bottom line is that if you need a mammogram or you need a colonoscopy, now it's going to be covered. And if it's covered and if people comply and get the tests when they're supposed to, we can prevent cancer in the first instance or catch it early when it's highly treatable and curable.
Seffrin says when the law is fully implemented, the American Cancer Society believes it will double the rate at which cancer death rates fall. Access to more preventative care and programs will only work if people take advantage of them. To that end, the law offers grants to help small employers with wellness and prevention programs, and large employers will be able to give bigger incentives to employees who take part in programs to lose weight, start exercising, or stop smoking. Steve Wojcik is vice president of public policy for the National Business Group on Health, a group that represents large employers.
Most large employers have health improvement program for employees, and some of them even allow dependents to participate as well. And it's becoming more and more popular even among smaller employers. So I think this increase in the incentives is a big win.
Under existing law, employers can offer incentives up to 20% of the cost of coverage. The new law ups that to 30%. That could take the form of a discount for an employee portion of health insurance or some kind of cash incentive. Again, Steve Wojcik.
The research shows that as little as $100 gets people motivated to participate. The average incentive is around $300, so it's not that high, but that's enough to get a big boost in participation among employees. So yes, that will make a big difference to the extent that they can even provide more incentives than they do.
Perhaps most significantly, the law creates a $15 billion fund to back up a national plan and strategy on prevention that will be put together by a variety of federal agencies. Joining the Department of Health and Human Services will be the Department of Agriculture, Department of Transportation, and even Homeland Security. The California Endowment's Daniel Zingali says that makes sense.
You know, the Transportation Secretary may want to do more around safe routes to school so that kids can bike or walk to school. And that contributes to our health and fitness. It contributes to the quality of our air, things that people don't automatically think of when they think of health reform in the conventional sense. When you just think of all those things that are within the walls of hospitals and clinics and insurance companies. But when you break out of that thinking and realize that the things that affect our health go well beyond the walls of the hospitals, then you have to realize that to implement those kinds of policies, you have to break outside the walls of the Health and Human Services Agency, and this plan does that.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Kelly Wilkinson. Thanks for listening.